Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. We have passed the first day of fall, and you can sure feel a bit of crispness in the early morning air. It's great to feel it on a walk in the garden. Reserve tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, and please, if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a mask while in public. This week marks the opening of the new SOAR exhibit and the start of the members' presale on tickets for GLOW. If you're not yet a member, this is a perfect time to get a gift of membership for your family. And just a note, you'll see some new construction fences up around the demonstration garden beds, so there are some surprises on the horizon. If you enter the garden through the Japanese garden, you may have noticed the huge mound of Ming fern that thrives there. This plant doesn't grow a bit at a time, but it throws up a whole branch at once, and then it takes a couple of weeks to fill it out. Just last week, a new branch stuck up and looked like just a twig, but now the needles are filling in. This fern is a wonderful plant to have in your garden as it's very hardy. It will fill in as a nice backdrop in the garden when it gets up to its 8 feet height, or it can double as greenery for cut flower arrangements. From here, you can turn around 180 degrees and take a quick jaunt to the children's garden, where it appears that the great pumpkin has already visited. There are also some very pretty pink double flowers on the hollyhocks that are blooming just now, and a wonderful example of a catnip plant. Yes, you really can grow catnip in a garden. It's a perennial herb that has been used as a medicinal herb, but gets its name because it is very attractive to about two-thirds of the cat population. It's also very attractive to butterflies. Heading out the backside of the children's garden will take you to the promenade and the upper meadow. We took a look here last week at the sizzling pink floss silk tree, which is still blooming, and this week it's worth it to take a quick turn around the meadow to drink in the wonderful scent of the sweet olive plants that are blooming. While the blooms are nowhere near the visual impact of the pink floss silk tree, the scent is delicate and hypnotic. As you leave the upper meadow, you'll notice the lovely Chinese fringe flower plants that grow along the promenade walkway. These great foundation bushes not only have lovely pom-pom-like pink flowers, but the foliage turns colors from reddish tones to deep green, giving interest and contrast to any area of your garden. There are only a few plants in the garden, of which we have only one, and I thought that the sausage tree was just such a plant, but not so. I have found a second sausage tree in the garden, and if you'd like to find it too, take the walkway from Tram Road toward the amphitheater, and then veer to your left on the first path towards the rose garden. When you see the shelled ginger, which is a stunning tropical yellow, pink, and white shell-shaped bloom that grows in a cluster like grapes, then just look up and around, and you'll see dangling sausages from a young sausage tree. A few other interesting blooms to see are in the aloe and agave collection just on the right-hand side of Tram Road. See swizzle sticks, a plant from Morocco. That's not a very common plant, but it's very drought-tolerant and, interestingly, summer dormant. Also, an interesting plant from the Canary Islands, just next door to Morocco, is the Ceropegia dictoma. The plant that grows on dry and sunny hillsides of the islands is in bloom, but if you don't get right down to ground level with it, you won't even notice the bloom. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.